This coronavirus thing has spawned a cottage industry feeding the addiction of myself and many other commoners here in the capital city. Our affliction is the need to look through other people's stuff. In the old days, you would know an addicted person as the one driving the car in front of you who suddenly stops in 40-mile-an-hour traffic on the Mendenhall Loop Road to read the address on a garage sale sign. Or the person taking a carload of donations to the Salvation Army thrift store at 10 a.m. on a Saturday morning through the back door and leaving 2 hours later out the front door with a fresh carload of secondhand treasures. Now, with few social activities available, people are purging, big time, everywhere. And with garage sales now a faux pas, free piles have popped up from North Douglas to out the road, enabling secondhand addicts with all manner of items. These aren't the normal free piles of spare dishwasher parts or framed first-grade paintings or a single hubcap to a 1975 Ford Fairlane that one would see at a pre-hunker-down garage sale. No, these piles are the good stuff, sitting out there like an apple fritter to a gluten-free dieter. The stuff that would normally fill an attic's garage or the thrift store shelves at St. Vincent de Paul. School clothes for spring, still with the tags on them, for parents whose kids will have outgrown them by the fall. That 10th extra salmon rod and reel combo, bought at a garage sale last winter for the second cousin who is now not coming to visit this summer. Or that piano in front of Donnie's place that was going back to Teller after the legislative session so each of the kids could have their own. There were actually like new Grundon's rain gear on hangers on a bush at the top of the North Douglas boat ramp yesterday, just waiting to go home with the next family checking their crab pots. It's like the fancy free needle giveaways they do for drug addicts in the big cities right here in little old Juneau. And you thought nothing good comes out of a pandemic.